Hey, this is Jay Chatfield, Loving Yourself to Life. This podcast is brought to you by Grace Guidance Production, where we motivate you to live. We motivate you to live too, but we motivate you to heal, encourage you to live, and inspire you to love your life on purpose. I don't know where my head was. I think my head was already in the message this morning. I was driving my children to school this morning and I felt very happy. And it doesn't come from anything on the outside. It comes from the inside because I like to have visions. I like to visualize while I'm driving. Driving is very therapeutic for me. I pay attention to the road, but I'll also be in another world. And I want to inspire you today to protect your happy. Protect your happy. That's it. That's all. Because your happy is what fuels you each and every day. Your happy does. Now, people say, well, I'm not going to be happy every day. Well, I can't say that I'm extremely happy every day, but I find and I tap into that feeling of happiness, at least for a piece of the day, a piece, even if it's a little piece, I tap into it. And I make it a point to do it every day because I don't want my mind to go so far down a rabbit hole. And the only reason that your mind does that is because of some outside situations. Most of the time, I'm going to say 90% of the time. Sometimes it's 10% where you're not feeling well or something like that. But I've known people who haven't been feeling well. I haven't been feeling well and I still tapped in to my happiness. And I want you to ignore those things. Like, get out of those distractions because it's not worth your happy. It's none of your business. Two, you can't control it. Period. You can't. We talk about this all the time. If it's something that I can't control, it's not worth my energy. I'm not talking about it. Nothing. Because why? Why? I was just listening to a song called People, and one of the lines was, people don't know you like you think you do. Right. Think you do. People don't know you like you think they do. Because it doesn't matter what they think. It only matters what you think. You're the one that has to lay down with yourself, walk around with yourself, take a shower, eat with yourself, work out with yourself. You're the one that's with yourself 132% of the time. Except when you go to sleep, then you leave your body, but that's another thing. You leave, you go off into other worlds. Some remember, some don't. But you're the one that's with yourself. You're the one that has to protect yourself. And I know I caught a lot of flack in one of my daughter's activities. They wanted me to do some things, and they, every time they saw me, they would try and talk me into it. And then they would say things like, well, you know, God puts us in places and sometimes we don't know that's where. Listen, I know me. That's why you get to know you. I know I'm a person. When I do something, I'm gonna give it my all. Shoot, I'm that one that's gonna take over. It already has a director. I'll be the director in the next couple of months because not because I try, but that's how much I work. Now, I am working for myself with that level of energy. And until I get me to where I want to be, I'm not giving my energy to anyone else. I'm not putting my energy to your vision. Yes, I know she's there. Look, y'all need me to bring snacks, I'll bring snacks. Y'all need me to go pick some children up, I'll do that. But I'm not running nothing. I've done that. And I found that I wasn't as long it was, I was with my daughter, which makes me happy when I'm with my children, with my sons. I love doing all of the things with them because that was my dream when I was growing up, that I could be available for my children. But as you get older, you notice, and you know it comes, that there'll be a day where your children will have things that they'll be doing that doesn't necessarily involve you. So at this time, I'm putting energy into me, into the things that I want to do. They get energy too, but I just want to do the things that I've left by the side so that I could do it, you know, be involved in them. But most of the moms I see, they're just all burnt out. They're all complaining. And they're like, oh, you know, got to go here today, got to do this today. Oh, and then I got to stay up to 9 o'clock and I'm like, do I really want that? Is that really going to be something that see, when you're happy about something, you don't do that. And they're saying, this is what makes me happy. Really? Because I don't want that. Well, if that's what makes you happy, it doesn't make me. That's not what makes me happy, because my happiness comes from within. And when I protect it, my protection on my happy tells me that's too much for me. That's too much for you. You're not going to be able to tap into the emotion, the energy of your happy, because you're too tapped into something else. So what are you protecting? Are you doing it because you're worried about what someone say about you? Because I'm not. I'm totally secure in my decisions. I know when to jump in the jump rope and then get out. And then when I need to turn the ropes, or when I just need to be in the crowd cheering you on. Because I've tried to do it all. You remember when you could hold a jump rope, jump in? You know, somebody else holding the other side and you could hold it and you jumping, for those who jump rope out there. I could do that. Then I jump back out and then turn the rope for the other person, pass the rope on to the other person. Y'all know about that double dutch action. Come on, Brooklyn, New York. I wasn't a master double dutch, but I could do a little bit. You'll find yourself doing everything. And it has nothing to do with your growth, your security in yourself, building yourself up. And then you walk around and everybody's like, what's wrong with her? She's sick and depressed. Listen, when you protect your happiness, you're not going to be around here sick. You're not, because you're going to have enough energy to pay attention to yourself. You see stuff swelling up, falling off. Come on now. Hair falling out. This fingernail is getting dark. You lost your ankles. Come on, y'all. You're not paying attention to yourself because you're so wrapped up in something else. Your body tells you what you need to know. You just need to be tapped in. And when you tap into your happy, you begin to feel yourself. I've been resting lately. I haven't been really out and about doing different things because my body has been telling me, you're going to work, boo, soon enough. I need you to relax and recuperate. Like, I've been sleeping in the middle of the day. Sometimes I stay up late at night. I wasn't up late last night and I went to sleep. Well, I don't know what you call late. I guess 12:30 was early for me because it was 4 o'clock one day. Remember, I don't know if you guys been looking at my YouTube channel, but y'all go over there and check it out. I don't do the same message over there, and I'm gonna do one today, maybe two, depending on what's going on. But y'all go over to Loving Yourself to Life YouTube channel. I have a lot of content over there too that may help you. And I just been taking a nap, been taking it easy, been sitting down, visualizing, been reading books. I'm still in The Power of Decision, How to Get from Where You Are to Where You Want to Go, The Power of Focus. And because those are things that I need to work on. So how can you protect your happy for the rest of the week, the rest of the month? How can you protect your happy? Do you even know where your happiness is? It's not on the outside, because if the, should those circumstances or should that thing change, then it's not going, you're not going to sustain it. So where does it come from? You got to find that spot inside of you that you can go to, that you can release, and then let that emotion overwhelm you. Because you deserve it. You deserve happiness from within. Because that's where it comes from. Yeah, I know. I get into this conversation a lot with my husband. He's like, no, it comes from, no, it don't come from outside. Because if it did, a lot more people would be happy today. It comes from within. You find that point and you reach it. If you want to get some coaching from me, I know we talked a little bit about happiness. Maybe that's something that you want to, you know what, I want to add something. Another thing about happiness from the inside is you have to tap into your creativity. We talked about this too. Your creative gene is the close, is you being God. Really? Because he created, or whoever you, her, whoever you subscribe to, they created. Your create, if you're not being creative every day, you're going to have to sit down and figure out a way to do it. Because that was something that was, that I had stopped doing, especially when my children were younger. They needed a lot of my attention because, y'all hear my son snoring? He has a, like he got a whole job sitting here waiting for his school to open. But anyway, when they were little, because they're close in age, I would do like little things with them. And I never was a craft person, but I love to color and stuff like that. But also just create little things for them to do, have little shelves and things with things for them to play on, books. And that was my creativity then, but they don't need that now. You know, right now they're walking into their own creativity at their ages. So for me, creating is me creating honest chats, Story Being Giant, 1115 Read, and this podcast and the YouTube channel. That's me creating. I love to do it. I used to didn't, but then I realized that it is something that that fuels that happiness inside of me, that happiness of creating. And if you're on a job that steals your energy from that, you are going to have to find a way. If you like to skate, paint, whatever you like to do, you have to do it at least 3 times a week. I mean, it'll make room. Like, people think that, oh, I don't have enough time, or I got to get this money. You will draw money to you when you're happy. You will draw resources to you when you're happy. I have to tell you about this manifestation this week. And then we out. So we had this little sofa that we moved into the temporary place that we're living. We were only supposed to be there 7 months, and it's going on 3 years, right? So we had it, and we were going to rent it out. And the sofa was really kind of not for everyday use, but it just began to be everyday use because plans changed, universe pushed us another way, and so now we're building something else, right, which we were supposed to be out of that place. So it started breaking and cracking, and we couldn't all sit in the same place at the same time. Now it's 5 of us, and we do love our family time. You know, one thing I can say is, even though my children annoy each other sometimes, they always around each other. It's very seldom do they just be somewhere without the other one, right? So I really was like, you know, maybe about when I started seeing the sofa kind of break down on us. It's a sleeper sofa too. It was a sleeper sofa where it had this little lever that come out. And it started breaking down on us. I was like, you know what? I desire a sofa that's big enough for my whole family to sit on. Well, because we're in this transition period, and I'm working on the income from me, and my husband is the main income of the family, a sofa, this boy is getting louder and louder. Could you stop snoring? My goodness. And we didn't have the resources to. Mm-hmm. Oh, you just got louder, hey buddy. Shh. Thank you. You gotta stop snoring in my podcast. So, you know, we didn't have the resources to get another sofa. So I just think about, I sat there and I was like, how great would it be for all of us to have a place to sit down and relax and watch a movie together? Because somebody's standing up or sitting in an uncomfortable chair. And, but, you know, so this weekend, you know, with my children, my husband calls me and he says, hey, I want to know if you want this sofa. They bought a brand new sofa and the cat scratched it on the bottom and they're just over it. They don't want it anymore. What do you think about this? It was a brand new sofa, y'all. And guess what? It was bigger. It is big enough for all of us. My husband got it, brought it home, and we got all rid of the old furniture. And I was just thinking, man, that thing came from the inside. And we didn't have to pay for it. Beautiful, beautiful giant sofa. It could fit us and two more people. Probably fit, yep, about seven people on it. And my husband thought it wouldn't fit, but it fits perfectly. And again, we sat down and we all watched a movie together. And I was just so happy. I felt overwhelmingly happy because I brought that forth from the inside. And one thing we all like to do is we like to be together. We like to spend time together. And whatever was in the way of that, I was like, you know what? Let's get this together. And I didn't stress about it. And I let it go. I let it go. And it took some time because I let the universe look for the right sofa. And the right sofa did come in, and now my daughter wants to decorate, put pillows on it, and you know, that stuff is amazing. And it's not the thing, it's the feeling that you get when you realize how your happiness manifests on the outside. I don't know if you guys got that, but I have other stories that I've just seen amazing things from just because I tapped into that feeling of just being happy within myself and not being anxious for anything. You know, just being able to tap into that happiness, and it'll overflow. It'll attract. You don't have to worry about that. All right. If you want to talk to me, you want some coaching, email me at graceguidance@gmail.com. And then I'll send you my calendar. So that we can get together. As always, this is Jay Chatfield. Do something for you that only you will love. Have a love yourself day.